Welcome to Kiki and Kibitz.
Welcome to the Kiki and Kibitz 90 Day Fiancé Podcast. My name is Brianna, and my co-host Brad is unfortunately out tonight. He's a little under the weather, but we have a special guest. And on Twitter and on Instagram, she is known as Angela's Bra Purse, which is a handle that cracks me the hell up. But her government name is Mary Krueger, and I am excited to welcome her tonight. So hello, Mary. How are you?
Hi, Brianna. Hi, Brianna. How are you?
Doing very well. And I'm very happy that you could fill in tonight. She was going to guest anyway. And then so I informed her about, 1 o'clock today that you're not just guesting on the show. You're going to be my co-host. So here you go. You never know what life's going to throw you a curveball, right? Like stuff just happens. Anyway, I appreciate that.
Yep, and
that.
It's my pleasure.
Well, I appreciate that. And Mary's been a listener, and she also is someone who she loves to gossip with Brad and me about 90 Day Fiancé, and she's always got the intel, right? Who is it that's been sending you all of the OnlyFans stuff? She's always sending us information from everyone's OnlyFans. Who sends that to you?
Oh, my God, that's my Instagram connect, Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown.
That's a lot of crazy stuff.
He's
anyway, so yeah, and so are you. So here we go. So this episode, do you have any overall feelings about it? Like, first of all, I was very happy to see Brandon and Julia again. I didn't know how much I missed them until they were gone.
Same here. I love Julia. Julia cracks me up with her one-liners and the death stares that she gives Brandon.
Yeah, exactly. And it's so funny because before the season started, they're like, oh, well, Julia can be very volatile and very Jekyll and Hyde. Well, I don't fucking think so. Like, she has not only been charming and not volatile, but she's hilarious and smart and adorable. I just object.
Exactly. Same here. She is adorable and she doesn't give a shit and she will tell you what's on her mind. And
I
that is
it.
Not volatile at all.
No, definitely not. No, she's the shit and I like her a lot. I definitely feel duped. And maybe it's because like that's Brandon's controlling parents, their nature, right? Like they just want everyone to submit to them like Brandon does because he is a pussy.
Yes, they have to spin the narrative all the time. They have to spin the narrative.
Exactly. No. He is the same age as my kid, and my kid like owns a house in the Oakland Hills and has a career and all these things. I look at Brandon, right? Like he's like a loser.
Yes,
he's a teenager. I can't stand
in his bedroom with his name on the door, you know, with the plaque with his name.
Right. What the actual fuck? Like, I can't even with
like
that guy.
He's like fucking 28 years old. Like, come
exactly.
On,
he's the exact same age as my child. Am I like, I don't even want to go there. But yeah, I think he's a dumb shit. That is my feeling about Brandon, you know?
Yes.
Like, they're worried about him being pregnant. And he's like, they do this flashback like, well, I guess you could say we do the pullout method. I'm really good at it. Yeah, honey. Until you got a baby on the way.
Exactly. Which I found it highly ironic that they waited to when they were playing Jenga with the parents to tell them that they might actually be pregnant before taking the test. And, you know,
stupid
Jenga, you have to
fuckers.
Pull, you know, the blocks out, you know, pulling the blocks out.
Right.
I guess he might not be too good at
I did not catch that, but that is super funny. Yeah, exactly. The pullout method.
Method.
That is super funny. I didn't catch that. So when we open the episode and they're driving in the car, and his first thing is he's like, look right there on the billboard. See, 4 minutes to medical care.
Yeah.
And then
what
she's
the fuck was that all
about?
Yeah,
I know.
Like, what the fuck was that? Like, oh,
do you
look.
Think that was out of order or something like that? Because
I
it's
don't
like
know.
She's talking about feeling sick, but she doesn't say it until after he mentions that.
Exactly. That was weird.
I know. And it's a dashboard cam. It's not like there's a freaking cameraman in the car. So.
Right. I
maybe
know.
It's the editing.
No, that was weird. Yeah. Maybe it is. Odd. I don't know. That was odd.
I don't know. Anyway, so then, like, I do not know what is wrong with this child that he wants to tell his parents before they know that she's pregnant. Like, what is going on there?
It was like he got so scared at just the thought of being a father, he had to go run to mommy and daddy. It was like, give me a fucking break. Put on your big boy pants and fucking deal with it.
Exactly. And the funny thing is like, even his dad is saying that. He's like, I wouldn't have
exactly.
told anyone.
Exactly. His father was like,
yeah.
Exactly. His father's like, you know, I think I would have waited to get the test first.
Right? And especially after the parents were like admonishing them to use birth control and mom wanted to drag her to the doctor and all this. And they were so intense about not wanting to use birth control. So like, I wouldn't want to give my parents the satisfaction, you know?
Exactly. Exactly.
They castrated that child.
I don't know. There's
child.
Something wrong with him. Yeah.
I know. Definitely. And there's something wrong with Julia for being cool with it. I know she's like totally like confused by it. But still, what is it that attracted her to him? Like, I don't see it at all.
I don't see it either.
Bizarre. I find it to be very bizarre. Anyway, I think Brandon's a fucking idiot. Yes. So then they tell his parents that maybe she's pregnant. And it's like, and he's like, well, I know I've been lecturing Julia too. Like, does he think she has the ability to control whether or not she gets pregnant?
Like, exactly.
I'm wondering, like, do they have TV there? Like, don't they have commercials? Like, here in California, like, they educate you about condoms and the pull-out medley. It's on TV. Like, the more you know. Like, what the hell? I don't get it.
And she keeps talking about, you know, I don't want to drink medicine. You know, I don't want to take medicine for birth control. Like, can't she look up on the internet other versions of birth control that doesn't
involve medicine? He doesn't know either.
Doesn't she have Google? Exactly. Like, doesn't she have Google?
Exactly. She seems smart. Like, exactly. Like, I can name like 5 different birth control methods without Googling it. Like, it's super, super fucking crazy. I don't get it. I mean, maybe she, I don't know what it's like where she lives in Russia. I really don't. But I think Russia is a pretty damn sophisticated country. Like, it's not like a third world country. But he has no excuse. It's just crazy. I would smack my kid around, and I've never smacked my kid ever. Me too. But I would smack him. I'd be like, snap out of it. So then they go and they pick up this pregnancy test, and I'm just thinking to myself, did you pick up any condoms at the same time? And the answer is no.
Exactly. Like, really? No, of course not. Because we don't like condoms.
And why? Like, why? Okay, I'm sorry. Like, dude, at least it'll slow you down a little because you know you can. Anyway, like, I'm sorry, but like, really? I don't get it. I don't get it. But all I can say is she dodged a bullet and she should run. Run for your life, girl. Run. I don't like it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And Brandon's father terrified me again for another episode, especially when she was pranking them about the pregnancy.
Yeah,
episodes.
Right?
He was like, tell me now. Tell me.
I know. There's something dark about him. He is not right. Like, this guy is not right at all. I don't get what's going on with him, but like, I think he's like a secret abuser. I'm willing to bet that something is wrong with this guy. He's not good. I mean, his mom's dysfunctional enough, but dad is psycho. I don't like it.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
But I did not like the whole, he's blaming her for it. I've been lecturing her enough. Like, dude, come on. You live in Iowa. Like, I know that they actually have sex education in school there. Like, come on. You don't live in a third world country. You know how babies are made. Like, it's not her fault. Jesus. He's such a pussy.
I know he is.
I can't. Anyway, so should we talk about Stephanie and Ryan? Last week we were talking about, like, we were not going to cover them at all. But now I'm like, I feel like we almost have to, because what we've been talking about offline is this whole thing where she said she was, quote, sexually assaulted, or yes, he was stealthing her. And, like, I was so shocked by this. Like, I Me was too. Absolutely blown away. Yeah. And we both watched that interview with, what's that blogger's name? The vlogger. I forget that dude's name. Oh my God.
Oh, the celebrity something or another. Oh
yeah. I forgot his name. Yeah. Just Google it, people. Stephanie did an interview with this celebrity vlogger. He's really popular, and I apologize for not remembering his name, but I'm a little bit buzzed here. And like, the interview was shocking to me. Did you not feel that?
Oh my God. I was just so, like, disgusted. Just yeah, listening to her. It was
She's
just
a,
like,
terrible person. Like, first of all, she really thinks that being able to that having money means that she is somehow superior. And I fucking hate that. I really,
I don't really, I don't really think that she has money at the level that she says she has money.
I agree with you. Like, that car, maybe she put all her money in her car, but, like, I just know that any, so what was it that Dorinda always says on Real Housewives of New York? She says, money shouts and wealth whispers.
Yes.
And this girl cannot go one sentence without talking about her money, which tells me she doesn't have very much of it. You know?
Yes. Yes.
It's irritating. Yes. I don't like it. She has poor character. That is my feeling. And so in this interview, she's putting Ryan down. She's talking about how much money she's spent on him. She's talking about, oh, I've had relationships. I've this, I've that. She's got to bring up she has 4 college degrees. Who fucking cares? You're still an idiot.
Fucking cares.
Right?
Exactly.
It's like, that's all she has to hold on to. Exactly.
Yep.
And stop feeding your cat lime yogurt.
Oh, you know, I showed the producers my 4 college degrees, but they didn't show that on the show. They just chose, you know, to portray me as a cougar.
Right.
It's like, shut the fuck up.
Meanwhile, maybe they didn't want to embarrass you, because whatever colleges you went to, girl, it didn't work. You're a dumb shit.
Exactly. Exactly.
I know high school dropouts who are way smarter and wiser than her. Like, having college degrees does not make you smart. And this is coming from someone with a few college degrees. Like, you know, it's sick. That pisses me off. And I can't stand the money thing. And even throughout the rest of this episode, and we'll, you know, get into what happened, but, you know, he's taking a cab. I know I'm skipping ahead, but, like, he's taking a cab and she's like, with whose money?
With whose money?
Like, oh, my
exactly.
God.
Exactly.
That is so bad. I hope that they're not together. I really, really do. It didn't sound like it in that interview, right?
No.
Like, it sounded
no,
like
it
they're
is.
Not together.
Mm-hmm. God.
All right. So offline, we've been talking about, like, so what is this whole, we've been complaining because, first of all, we think she's very exploitative, right? She's trying to buy this kid.
Right.
Kid who's, like, the age of my son. And, she's constantly talking about all the money she spent on him. And then she was hinting at some sexual assault or whatever it was. So finally we get to it in this episode. And I was shocked that she came out with all that shit on camera.
Right.
That was disturbing as fuck. So she's like, I'm sorry.
But her story changed.
Yeah. In what way?
Because what she was saying on Instagram is that supposedly he put the condom on and then took it off without her knowledge or consent.
I see.
And then on the episode, she was saying that he never put it on.
Right. And the whole description and how she did it on camera, I was actually... I was offended. Like, that was way too much detail for me.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, she's going to say, I need lubricant. And he's like, why there's no rubber? Okay, girlfriend, I can't even deal with talking about this.
Thank
but
you.
But, like, the thing is, later in the episode, he's saying, and she even reaffirms it, they've never used condoms in the past. Ever.
Thank you. Thank you.
What the fuck, girl? And then not only that, like, she's worried about him using condoms because he might be cheating on her. Hello, you cheated with his fucking cousin. You're the one that we know cheated. She's a bad person. She deserves everything she gets.
She is a bad person.
She's terrible.
Then what does she do right after he leaves?
She calls.
Calls Harris.
Right. But, like, how do we know and how does he know whether or not she used a condom with Harris? Like, we already know Harris is morally corrupt, or he wouldn't be sleeping with his cousin's girlfriend, right? Why do we think Harris would use a condom?
I don't think Harris would use a condom.
I do not either.
That's my personal opinion, but...
I know. And as she's talking the whole time, all I could think is, like, she sounds like some drunk, crazy person on a corner. Like, she, the way she talks, she raves like a lunatic, you know?
And she was slurring her words. I really, she was like,
I know. I didn't like it.
And then that whole scene with her calling Ryan back and, you know, saying, oh, you know, I thought you stole my mother's ring. Thank you for not stealing my mother's ring.
Oh, my God.
What the hell was that all about?
I don't know, but she's definitely all about the money. And, like, if I were her, even if I felt that way and I knew I was being filmed, I sure wouldn't fucking let that show. Does she not realize how she comes across? She's disgusting. I was really traumatized by this. And then she calls her friend the fucking psychic. What did you think of that?
Oh my God. You know, during that some interview that she gave, she said that the psychic was the one that told her to go on the show.
She did? I missed that bit.
Yes. She said that the psychic was a big fan of the show. Every time she would talk to her, oh my God, 90 Day Fiance, 90 Day Fiance. She never watched it. One day she was flipping through and she stumbled on 90 Day Fiance and she said, you know, since my friend is always talking about this show and she always knows what's, you know, what's best for me, maybe I should apply. And she turned to her assistant and said, let's do the paperwork. And she said within 2 days, she heard from the producers.
I can see why, though. You know, they're like, oh, my God, we've got a live one here.
Yep, I can imagine. They must have saw the pictures and the paperwork and said, bingo.
Right, exactly. And also, she seems to really distort whatever this quote-unquote psychic says. Because the psychic on the phone is like, if there are two men in the entire universe, then choose Harris. And then the next thing you know, Stephanie's saying, well, she thought that there's really something for me and Harris here, and we're in the stars. No, she didn't say that.
This could be a start of a new chapter of my life. No, she didn't say that.
No, she didn't. And, like, in what world do you think this is a good idea? Like, I'm sorry. I'm close to her age. The idea of being with someone in that age group, like, come on. Like, you know you're not going to get what you need out of this situation. And, by the way, he's not even good looking. Like,
no, he's not.
What the hell? No. It's a control thing. It has to be.
It is
the
money,
the thing. She just wants to control somebody. And that's why she's never been married. That is my feeling. I'm offended.
Yeah, me too. She gets a kick out of it. It's disgusting.
I know. I really don't want to cover her going forward. And the only reason that I wanted to today is because we've been wondering about this whole quote unquote sexual assault. And now we see what it is. And it's like, girl, I don't even believe it. I really, really don't.
No.
Like, out of those two, I believe Ryan. I really do. And then she's like saying something about, I'll fuck the cabana boy. I'm sure he will love the watches and the sandals.
Yes. Oh, and yes. She's disgusting.
She deserves everything she gets. It's horrific. It really, really is. Mm-hmm. Anyway, any other last thoughts on this crazy bitch? Or should we move on to the next crazy bitches?
I think we should move on to the next crazy bitches.
I agree. I don't really want to give her any more airtime. I'm extremely offended. Although, one last thing I want to say about it, though, is, like, in previous seasons, we've seen a lot of, like, old disgusting men trying to buy young, beautiful women. So at least we're turning it around this time. Like, yes, if it were Sean and what's that girl's name from Haiti? I forgot her name. She's so cute.
Yes.
Oh my God. It just almost popped into my mind. Oh. Well, anyway, everyone was disgusted by her, and he comes across as a pedophile and all that shit. Well, come on. This is the same exact thing. So make sure you...
roles are reversed.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter what gender they are. This is the same thing. So if you were disgusted by him, you should have the same amount of disgust about her. It's control and trying to buy this young girl. I don't like it. It's disgusting. Mm-hmm.
Yes. It is disgusting. So it's all about control.
It is. It's about control and manipulation. If you got to buy someone, the power politics of your relationship are off, like big time. People need to be equals. I mean, you can fall in love with someone who's younger than you. That's not an issue. But that is what seems to be happening at all.
No, not at all.
It's disgusting. And yet we're still watching it because we love it.
Of course.
It just shows how little addicted. I have going on in my life. Exactly. I know. I realize I'm a total voyeur. I'm so nosy. I just want to know everything about other people's lives. So how bad does that make me? Like, are we as bad? All right. So let's talk about Mike and Natalie. So
Mike and Nutty Natalie, Nutty.
So any overall feelings about this couple? Like, what are your thoughts about this couple?
See, sometimes I'm on Natalie's side and then she totally flips out.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, you're a lunatic.
Right.
See, like, I kind of feel the whole thing about then why did Mike, you know, tell her to come over if he wasn't sure about them getting married because, you know, she left her country. She left her family to come here. If he wasn't sure, this is what he really wanted.
Right.
But then she's not making it any easier.
Right.
To like convince him that this is what he really wants.
Yeah.
So like, it's kind of just like a seesaw that keeps going up and down. It doesn't stop.
Yeah, I hear you. And it's funny because I'm usually always on Mike's side because I feel like she's a secret serial killer. Like, she seems she's only nice when she wants something. But then this episode,
and she has like these facial expressions and her eyes are always like piercing.
I know.
But then like, you know, but then I get her when she talks about, you know, leaving her country and leaving her family and she's alone here, you know, and he's not making her any promises about the wedding and everything's up in the air.
Right.
You know, and I think about, you know, if I were in her shoes, I wouldn't be too happy.
Right.
But then she's not helping the situation either.
Right. So, you know, alternative perspective on this. Like, 90 Day Fiancé visa, or rather, sorry, the K-1 visa, to me, like, is there part of it that's like, be together for 90 days so you can decide whether it's the right thing to do? Like, you're married, I'm married, we know. It takes a lot more than 90 days to figure out if this is the right thing.
Yeah, definitely, yes.
Life is not The Bachelor, like, at all.
No, it's
like,
not at all.
Marriage is, like, way different. I always say this, but, like, marriage by itself is not necessarily a romantic thing.
No,
like, the
not
shit that
all.
Marriage is made of is, like, late night stomach flu and, like, you look like shit and I'm depressed and we're having a baby and, like, the romance stuff, like, that is TV. When you look at it overall, that is beautiful and romantic to have someone that stays by you. But, like, you got to figure out if this person will stick by you through thick and thin. Like, you're not going to be pretty forever. God knows. Bad shit's going to happen. Like, so, I don't know. What do you think about that? 90 Day Fiancé visa. Should you already know when you bring someone over? Or is this a trial period? I guess that's my question.
I mean, I think you should have a good idea when you bring someone over. I mean, yeah. When it comes to Mike and Natalie, I feel like Mike had real serious doubts. And when you have doubts like he did about her, he shouldn't have brought her over. But I feel like a lot of these couples, when they do come over, or like when a K-1 visa couple get a K-1 visa, they should have at least some type of solid foundation in their relationship, and they're not fighting all the time and you know, having trust issues or like major cracks in the relationship, and then try to bring this person over, because it's not going to work.
Yeah, I hear you. And that's what I said on our last episode too, like table stakes. The one thing that you have to have in a relationship that you're considering getting married, A, you have to like each other, and B, you have to get along. And those two things don't necessarily seem like they're happening, right?
Not at all. Not at
all. No. They're a mismatch. And I feel like he knows that. Although I think they are married. Well, we know they're married, right? Brad said that he saw the wedding announcement.
Yes, I saw that too.
Fucking stupid.
I know.
Anyway, I did think, like, when she says, "I am much beautiful than you," and he turns around and says, "Your beauty is ugly." Right?
That cracked me up. Oh my God, I was dying.
I know. Like,
that was hysterical.
And by the way, that shit does not matter. Like, we're all going to get old and ugly. And if you want to stay married, you better see something deeper than, like, you're pretty.
Yes, I know. Wash.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, I agree. Her beauty is ugly. Although I also want to say this, because I've never said anything nice about Natalie except that she's pretty, that when she did describe this to the therapist, I started to see a little bit why she was upset about him spending the night there. I don't think it was necessarily true. Yes,
me too.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, and then another thing is, I don't necessarily believe Mike had anything going on that night with Sarah, like the night of the wedding.
Yeah.
But it was never established if they ever had anything in the past, I don't think.
Right.
Because
did Natalie ask that? Like, the therapist asked her if she'd asked that, and it was unclear whether she'd ever asked him, like, have you ever been intimate with this chick, right?
Right. And then I think when Natalie tried to ask him, he got like all like the, just leave this in the past then.
Right.
You know, she's like a sister to me. You know, I'm like a brother to her. Instead of just saying, no, Natalie, you know, we never had sex. Just,
exactly.
Know.
Right. Leave it alone. Right.
Leave it alone.
What you said is really, to me, makes sense. You should have worked this shit out before she came over, right?
Exactly.
I mean, imagine we would move to Ukraine. Like, we live here. Imagine how fucking different it would be if we moved to Ukraine and then we move there and you still are unclear on some of these issues and you're not getting along. Like, it's a bitch. Yeah. So then we cut to the next morning and they're on the beach in Squim. And I was like, holy shit, it's so pretty there. That must be like Puget
Sound
or something, right? It's so pretty. And I mean, I live, you know, obviously south of there on the coast, but I think that's Puget Sound. And I was like, man, that's so pretty there. But what is she doing there? This is bad. But then again, there would be no show if it was just easy, right?
I know, right?
Yeah. So should he be giving back the ring? Because, like, in my estimation, one thing I like about Mike is that he seems honest about how his feelings are, and he's not going to just get married just to give in to pressure. Like, what are your feelings about that?
Yes, I do not think he should give back the ring just to give in to her. Given to pressure,
right?
And he should only give her the ring if he has true intention on marrying her,
right?
And
how long have you been married?
I've been married for 14 years and I've been with my husband for 19.
Wow, so you know what you're talking about. Everyone should listen to Mary.
Because if he just gives her the ring just to shut her up or just to, you know, pacify her, you know, and he has no real intention on marrying her,
right,
down the line, that she's going to come back to bite him in the ass anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
But she's good, because she'll go psycho on him and probably stab his eyes out. So
I definitely think she's a serial killer.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Or a White Walker. Me, no, she reminds me of Game of Thrones. Because she's a White Walker. She's like the undead. They come back in Game of Thrones, like the people die, and then they come back and they have those crazy light blue eyes. I'm convinced she's like the undead White Walker. Side note. Sorry, I got distracted.
She reminds me of Glenn Close's character.
Yes! Because I said she's a serial killer, and Brad said that too. He's like, well, at least she's a bunny boiler. Definitely. Definitely.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know. I think they should run for their lives.
Yes. Yes.
Life is not The Bachelor. I've been watching The Bachelor, and I'm just like, children, children, it's not what you think. Weddings are not marriage. Like, these
are weddings are not marriage.
No, they are fucking not. It's one day, and then you're stuck with this motherfucker, and you better like him and agree with his values, and he better be able to stick with you through thick and thin, and like when you get wrinkles and all those things, man. Serious.
One thing I did want to bring up about Mike and Natalie, one of my Twitter friends brought it up in her tweets. The look on the cat's face during that whole conversation while Mike was crushing the cat.
The cat. That's funny. Yes. What was the cat's face saying? Tell me.
Oh my God. It was like, again, I have to listen to this conversation again. Are you fucking kidding me?
I think that's the pussy he's better off with.
Just keep rushing me. I don't want to hear this.
Exactly.
Yes, I think so. I think so. I think he's better off with that pussy.
Definitely.
I think that's why Natalie hates the cat so much, because she knows. Yeah, because she knows he's better off with that pussy.
I also don't trust people who don't like animals. That's my personal feeling.
Oh, me either.
Animals are better than people. Either.
And that's another reason why I don't like Stephanie, because she abuses her poor cat by feeding it keem lime yogurt.
So I know. You know that shit. She's not feeding it the sugar. It's got to be like that, because she's in this weight loss clinic. You know she's feeding it like the aspartame version. Like, I'm surprised the cat's alive. Seriously.
She blocked me on Instagram because of that.
Explain that. Why did she block you?
I called her out on Instagram because, you know, I said you shouldn't be feeding your cat keem lime yogurt. Cats can't process dairy products. And right. I called her out on a sweetener because I said, if, you know, the yogurt has sweetener in it, you might as well be feeding your cat poison. She called me a moron and blocked me.
Yeah, she doesn't like being challenged, apparently. But yeah, no, whole thing, feeding your cat milk, wrong. Ask your vet. Not a thing. Definitely.
Exactly.
Not.
Like, please. She's like, oh, my vet said that Cooper will live to be 25 because he eats it every day. I'm like, well, your vet is a quack like you.
I agree. All right. So Jovi and Yara. And yeah, go on.
I love Yara. Go on.
Yeah, I do too.
I love Yara.
She's the best one on the entire show.
Yeah, she is. She is the best one.
She's real. Although she's a bitch, okay? But I can relate because I'm kind of a bitch too.
Exactly. That's why I love Yara, because she's a bitch like me.
Same. But she's honest. And there is something there's something to being honest, definitely.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So funny. I'm still fucking pissed at Jovi for leaving her at his parents' house like half the day. Like, what is that? You leave your fiance in an empty house and you go party with your friends?
Yes.
I would break it off that
day. And then
day.
You bring her crawfish. You bring your pregnant fiance crawfish. Are you fucking kidding me?
Right. Don't even bring me like, crawfish and I'm not pregnant.
Exactly. Me too. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like,
right. Now, he's not that nice of a person either. Like, he's not. Like, I liked him for exactly one episode. And they're both bitches. Like, they really, really are cranky people. I don't get it.
Yes. Yara is a more lovable, cranky person.
I agree with that. He's just a waste of cytoplasm.
Yeah, he's just like a bitch. Like, I can't take
I hear you. I was dying laughing later in the episode where she's just like, you're a bitch. I hate you. I forgive her a little bit because she's pregnant, but like,
yes.
You're married. I'm married. How long would your relationship last if you called your husband a bitch? Just tell me the truth.
Oh my. I think he would laugh at me.
Would he really?
I think he'll laugh at me and they'll go, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I'm going to go try this out after this podcast and see what my husband can do.
Yeah, me too. There we go.
Let's just try it as a sociological experiment. Okay.
There we go. I'll get back
but
to you.
But if he called me a bitch, we're going to have problems.
Oh, forget it. My husband was to call me a bitch, I would start throwing things at him. Forget it.
Forget about it. You gotta give me the New York. Forget about it, please.
Forget about it.
There you go. Forget about it.
NYPD will be rolling up in here. Brianna will be in trouble.
So funny. So, but when she's saying that, I was laughing so hard because Jovi's mom is watching them dance and she's like, they're really in love. And at the whole time, she's like, you bitch, I hate you.
Get your hand off my ass, Naomi.
No, exactly.
Fucking she pay was attention. Being very, I hate right? you.
I think she was being really nice to his parents for a change.
Yes, she was. She was being really nice to his mom. Oh, yep. Thank you. Everything looked beautiful. I appreciate that you'll turn to... I hate you.
She calls it like she sees it. Don't you ever wonder, like, what happens when these people actually see the episode and they're like, holy shit.
She probably blamed it on her pregnancy. Pregnancy right? Hormones.
Fair. Except I honestly think Yara's like that all the time. She's funny too. And endearing, and I like her 10 times more than Jovi. But, like, let's be real. She's a bitch, too. Not that I'm not, she is. Okay? Like, I'm a bitch, too. But, like, I get her, but seriously.
Oh, no, she's a bitch. She's a bitch.
She is. I know. That's so funny. But being pregnant makes you cranky.
Yes. And I totally got her when she walked into the party and she said, oh, I thought it was going to be a small party. I guess Gwen's version of a small party is 50 people.
Right. Oh, my God. By the way, I get why she didn't want a big party. Like, I get that it's like she doesn't want her mom to feel bad and she doesn't want to just have it feel like it's his family. Like, I would probably cry the whole time. You know, that's pretty intense. Yeah,
I know.
But I kind of like Gwen. Like, she's way too good for Jovi. Jovi's a dick. Mm-hmm. He really is.
Yeah, Jovi is a dick. Like his dad, I guess.
Yeah, I don't think he's that great either. I don't either. And I don't like this whole I'm away for months thing. Like, I'm sorry. That's not conducive to family life. It really isn't. Don't get married if that's your job. I'm sorry. I guess some people are cool with that.
Like, what the fuck?
Yes. Just tell me now from here. A lot of people say that that's like Jovi and Yara are their favorite couple and they're rooting for them. I just want to know your feeling. On a scale of 1 to 10, how likely is it that they're staying together?
Staying together how long? For like forever?
Okay, let's give it 10 years.
Well, because they have a child together, I want to say I'll give them a 6 or a 7. Okay. See, my worry is Jovi is a drinker.
Right.
And if he doesn't stop his shit with the alcohol,
yeah,
that may be a big factor in their relationship.
Right.
I think Yara is more likely to stick with him because they have a child.
Right. Then again, she doesn't really tolerate a lot of bullshit.
That's true too.
Which I feel you, girl, because neither do I. Having been married to a drunk also, like, fuck that shit. It's a thing. It really, really is. We'll find out. Anyway, it's amusing. And out of all the couples, maybe I do think that they are the ones most likely to stay together.
Mm-hmm.
Because it sure ain't Rebecca and Zied who are coming up next.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm loving Zied more and more.
Same here. But what happened? I couldn't stand him last time. I thought he was a total jerk. And now I like Zied.
But I don't think this relationship has a snowball's chance in hell of making it.
I agree with you.
There is no
way. I wonder how many relationships with huge age differences like that actually work anyway. I've been married to a guy who was 7 years older and a guy who was 7 years younger. Both of them had issues. And now I'm married to a guy who's a year and a half older than me.
Personally, I'm trying to think of my person. I mean, I'm 3 years older than my husband.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to personally think if I know anybody that's double the age of their partner. And I can't think of anyone that's any older than 10 years than of their partner.
Yeah. And even that's a lot. That is
the biggest age gap. The biggest age gap I could think of is 10 years.
I have to say that I hate these two far less than most of the other people.
That's true, too. Yes.
Yeah. She's not so different of an age than me. And Zied is like a similar age to my son. And it does give me the creeps. I'm sorry.
I could see why. Yes, that would give me the creeps.
It's creepy. And now she's trying to realize, she's starting to realize why. Like, now she's worried that he's going to want kids. Well, that's a good thing to worry about. Seriously.
Exactly.
It makes sense, but why didn't you think of this before you brought him over? Like, think through your shit, girl.
I know. I mean,
what does it say about her
that she thinks?
Exactly. Now, unlike Stephanie, I don't feel like this is a control issue with her, but I cannot figure out what it is. Like, what are your feelings about that? Why is it that she likes these much younger African Muslim men? Like, what is driving her? I think she has low self-esteem.
I think it's low self-esteem. Yeah. And for some reason, she just has a type where she likes to be controlled for some reason.
Yeah, right. Because the Muslim culture is really all about controlling women. And I don't mean that in an insulting way. But the role of women in Muslim culture is definitely subservient.
Exactly.
Kind of interesting.
Exactly. So I think that that's, her type is to be controlled. And she just, I don't know.
Who are her kids' parents? I mean, dad, like who? And also, is it the same dad for both of her kids? Like, I'd be interested to find out who that guy is and what happened.
Yes, that would be an interesting story.
Yeah.
That would definitely be an interesting story.
Yeah, so then they go over to her kid's house to meet her son, Brandon, right? Brandon? And she's
Brandon.
She's like, officially, Zied is his stepdad, but they're not married, right?
Yes.
Are they? They're not secretly married, right?
That was weird. No, I mean, not as far as we know, right?
Right. You never know, though. Definitely.
Unless she slipped on TV, you know?
Exactly. I just stopped hating him this episode. I thought he's so cute with the kids. I thought it was really sweet.
Papa Zied.
I know.
Papa Z, I'm so happy to be a grandfather.
I know. Poor guy.
I know.
Yeah, I think he really loves her. I do think they love each other. Like, that's one thing I think.
See, I think he's coming into the relationship right now with the best of intentions. I really do. But I think down the line, it's not going to work.
You just don't know who you are at that age. You don't know what you
exactly.
want.
Exactly. Exactly.
I've changed so much. Imagine from your late 20s to now, how much you've changed.
Yes.
Just, yeah.
I mean, in the past 10 years, how much I changed.
Exactly. Same.
I mean, it's
but
crazy.
Definitely, if you're in your 20s, I mean, I just don't think you really fully know who you are in your 20s. When you're in your 20s and you hear someone say that, you're like, okay, grandma. But like in retrospect, I had no idea. It's just crazy. Yeah, I do think. And we change. But the thing that really gave it away is like he's telling her, you know, I don't want kids now and this isn't an issue. But then when the camera, the producer asks him, you know, about having kids, he says, every man in the world wants children. That made me go ding, 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 ding.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I mean, maybe he thinks they could adopt or something, or I don't know.
Right. I know. And I was kind of like, all right, she's like, well, I had a partial hysterectomy. I can't have more children. And I'm like, girl, you're almost 50. You can't have children.
Exactly.
Like, maybe you could have like, you know, IVF or something and carry the baby. But like, I just kind of feel like when you're in your late 40s, it's time to knock off the whole dream of like, I'm having more kids. I don't know.
Another Angela.
Yeah, which was a lie. Total lie. I just feel like if you have grandchildren, it's time to knock that shit off. Like, come on.
Exactly.
I can't imagine someone wanting me to have a kid. I'd be like, oh, fuck you. Are you joking? Like, it's got time for all that bullshit.
And I only have a 16-year-old.
Exactly.
And if somebody wanted me to have a kid now, I'm not starting over. Are you on crack?
Hell no. I know. And I loved every stage of having my son. I loved him like a 2-week old, and I love him as a 28-year-old. I wouldn't trade any of it, but like starting over, no.
Over now? No. Hell's no. God. No, 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 no,
you
no.
You can't sleep. Remember, they wake you up every 2 fucking hours. Are you joking? Screw that.
That is why I have my nieces and my nephew. I could get all my little cuddles and stuff out on them and then give them back to my sister-in-law. There you go. They're yours.
There you go. Exactly. Anyway, poor Rebecca. I hope that's not making her feel so insecure. But that is why these age differences are sketchy, in my opinion.
I know. I know.
Yeah. Hello there, beautiful people. This is Brianna, co-host of the Kiki and Kibitz Below Deck and 90 Day Fiancé podcasts. I've been talking to you lately about Beauty Society and how much I love their products and the fact that they're a woman-owned company focused on sustainability. Anyway, I've been using a new product that I wanted to tell you about. It's called Our Little Secret. It's an awesome gentle peptide serum that you use after you cleanse your face. Peptides, along with glycolic acid and retinol, are the only products proven to reduce wrinkles. I've been using Our Little Secret for only about 3 weeks, and I've seen a big difference in the texture of my skin and a reduction in fine lines. Highly recommend. You can also help our podcasts become self-supporting when you use our Kiki and Kibitz code. You'll also get a free sample of a surprise Beauty Society product. Just head on over to beautysociety.com/Kiki and Kibitz. That's beautysociety.com/KIKIANDKIBBITZ. And don't forget to let me know what you think. So what do you think about the whole jealousy thing here?
That's another going back to her low self-esteem.
Right.
I mean, just, you know, I mean, the poor guy can't even breathe towards the way of a young woman without her losing, I mean, her shit. So, I mean, it's like, and he doesn't understand it because the woman from his country are so subservient and they don't act like we do. Right. And, you know, he just wasn't getting it. And she just went, ah, you know, so he just promised, okay, okay, my love, I won't look at another woman. I won't breathe towards another woman. Okay, okay, okay. You know,
yeah.
I felt bad for him because, you know, he yeah. didn't realize really what he was doing wrong. And it all just yeah. goes back to her low self-esteem because she's afraid that if there's a younger, prettier girl out there, she's going to snatch him away.
Right.
And she'll give him babies and she'll give him babies because she can't.
I don't think that's a crazy insecurity at all. And again,
no, neither.
That's why the age difference is like a little bit nerve-wracking at that point, you know?
Exactly. And this is why you have to hammer these things out before you bring your fiance over on a cable
okay.
visa.
And that's the main point, right? Like you really, like that's the thing. Marriage takes planning and a lot of thought.
Yes.
And living together for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like he has the best of intentions, but I just don't think he knows who he is yet. And I do not think he knew what was happening in that whole interaction. He looked so confused when she's like, if a woman in America says anything to you, you say no. And he's like, wait, I don't understand.
What's happening. Okay, I guess. I don't want to make you mad, honey. Baby, I don't want to make you mad, baby.
Yeah. All right. So 1 to 10, how likely is it these guys are staying together?
A 4.
I'll go with that. I do think they love each other, but my basic feeling is love is not enough. Love is yes. not compatibility. Love does not necessarily mean long-term success. I mean, it takes love and a whole lot of other things. That's my feeling.
Yes.
I sound like such a boomer, and I'm totally not. I'm Gen X, but like, I know. Suddenly I sound old.
No, but I agree. In the case of Rebecca and Ziad, love is not enough.
It's not. And yeah, I think they're cute. But like, and I think they do have good intentions, but I predict not going to work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so Tariq and Hazel. And this was hilarious. I honestly think these two love each other and that they have a good chance of staying together. But this whole bisexuality thing, like she is so misguided. Like there's a reason that 3's a crowd. There's always going to be jealousy. Like this is not going to go well.
No, it is not. Not at all.
Mm-mm. And she gets drunk and just like immediately spills the beans to the friend saying, yeah, mm-hmm. she wants a yep. girlfriend to make her happiness more.
And it's course, all my idea. It's my idea.
Exactly.
Tariq is not making me do anything.
True that. But of course the friend thinks that, right? Mm-hmm. I think Tariq is not that comfortable with that.
No.
I think he knows better. He's old enough to know better. But do you think like, okay, now I'm not saying I don't believe that bisexuality is a thing, but I do wonder if that kind of like polyamory is a thing. Like how many polyamorous relationships actually make it? Like, I don't know. I have major doubts about this.
Me too, because I would think that there's would always be some sense of jealousy on one party.
Right. One person's always left out, right?
Yes, I would think so.
I would fucking knife someone, I swear to God.
Right,
come
because
near my
you're
house and
introducing,
I'll fucking knife you.
Same here, because you're introducing a third party into your relationship. So that's like breaching the intimacy that you're having with your right. partner. And sharing it with
you
somebody
be,
else. Oh, no. I would knife a bitch. Are you kidding me? Please.
Same here. I will cut a bitch. Stay away from my husband. Like, no.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
No way.
I don't know. I'd be really interested to see what listeners think. Like, if anyone out there has a different experience or knows a polyamorous couple that does well right. over the long term, let us know because I just
yes, please.
I don't have faith in this at all. I really, really don't. And also, part of me wonders, like, is she bisexual or is she gay? Like, she seems so much more excited about the women than she does about Tariq.
Yes, I know. You noticed that too?
Yeah, I
she was like giggling like a 14-year-old schoolgirl exactly. talking about getting herself a girlfriend.
Exactly. And the thing about it is that I really felt for her is that it's so looked down on in her culture. Her parents are so against mm-hmm. it. Like she maybe hasn't had the opportunity to explore those feelings. And by the way, you should, man, explore.
Oh, Do your thing. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. But figure it out first, because she seems way more excited about that than being with Tariq.
Exactly. No,
I'm skeptical.
This doesn't look like it's going to end well.
I know. And again, I do think they love each other. I just don't know if it's marriage kind of love. I think he loves her that way.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
You know what's ironic is ultimately, I feel like Tariq is the one who's going to get hurt, but Hazel's the one who wanted to break it off with Minty.
Yes.
I'm a little confused about this. Yeah. They do seem good together, though. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I am interested to see what other people think.
They need to get their shit together.
What's going to happen? Big time. Big time get their shit together. So.
I mean, they had a little clip of, coming up the next episode, and apparently Tariq found someone. Did you see that? The coming up the next episode?
No, I didn't know. Tariq found some.
Yeah, coming up next episode, Tariq found some girl online, uh-huh. and she looks Thai, apparently, or some type of Asian. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Hazel didn't look happy. And,
surprised.
Yep. And Tariq was sitting there in front of the Zoom talking to her, and Hazel got up and walked away.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to
So it looks like, it's starting already. So,
yeah,
we'll see what
the other thing I want to say about that is I understand sexual curiosity a lot. But that doesn't make you bisexual. To me, being bisexual means you're equally as likely to be able to want to fall in love and have a long-term relationship with one gender as another. That is not the same as wanting to try sleeping with a woman. And my theory about this is everyone says, not everyone, but I do think that you may think you're gay, you may think you're straight, and then one day you meet someone who kind of challenges all of that because of chemistry. But that's not the same thing as a long-term relationship. And I think she would like to try sex with another woman, and maybe she did with Minty, but I don't know that that means the same thing as what she thinks. And also the whole thruple thing. Yeah, that's pretty different.
Yeah, I know. I know. Yeah, it's... I see it.
And then we've got this happening. This cute little autistic girl.
I know, Ori.
Yeah. And he's concerned, right?
Yeah, and he says that they will never bring girlfriend around his daughter. His daughter will not be exposed to that.
Right.
So, we're in a pandemic. Is the daughter with the lockdown with them? She is, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think she may spend every other weekend with the mom or something. Right. But see, that is exactly what I'm talking about. He has already relegated the role of some other woman to... sometimes sex partner. That is not the same thing as being bisexual. Being bisexual or being gay, being straight, that means having a love relationship ongoing. It's not the same as fucking someone. So it's he's cool with the idea of having another woman in their bed, but he is not cool with having a long-term relationship with a third person, which I don't get it.
Right. Confusing. Which that's what Hazel wants. She wants a long-term relationship with
But does
woman.
She? Does she? You know what I mean? Does she know what that means? Because I just have a feeling she can't do it. She's jealous, which I do not blame her. That is the problem with this whole threesome kind of relationship.
Right, exactly. Company,
three's a crowd. Yeah.
I don't think Hazel knows what she's getting into.
I don't either. And that just tells me she needs to not get married yet and figure herself out.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, you can be bisexual. That's not the same thing as a throuple.
Yes.
It's just not. Yes. That's a total. Yes. Polyamory and bisexuality are completely different things, truly.
Yes.
Anyway, it should be interesting. So that brings us to the end of the episode. So are you watching Discovery Plus?
Yes, I have. I am.
What are your feelings about the, like, are you watching the single life, or are you watching the uncensored? Like, what are you looking, what are you watching?
I'm watching the single life and
sorry, that bears all, not uncensored. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The bears all, yeah. They just finished the season of, the show where they feature the tweets, Strikes Back.
Yeah.
The Other Way Strikes Back. Yeah. The last episode was last week or 2 weeks ago. Yeah. So I just finished mm-hmm. watching that.
Yeah.
And they just show, like, basically like old episodes,
yeah,
of the couples, like the journeys. So I've been catching up on some of the journeys uh-huh. of the couples that I like.
Yeah.
And but I like the bears all. When I they have interesting people, when they have interesting yeah. people, like when they have people yeah. like Big Ed and
right.
stuff, like, you know, that's like,
man, whatever. They really are uncensored. Like some of the stuff.
Oh,
I'm
my
like,
God. Ooh! They are.
I know. And I like, it's hard to shock me. But like when did you see the one with David and Annie where they're talking about the sex yes. shop and him going down yes. on her? I was just yes. like, okay, yes. girl, TMI.
And he broke
like,
a veneer. Yes, he broke a veneer.
Right, he broke a veneer. I'm like, what kind of hard object does she have in her pussy that he broke his veneer? Like, yes, ain't nothing you can break a veneer on
break
on
a
my
veneer
body.
Down there, like, what the hell?
I know, it's disturbing. It really, really is.
And then
is.
She's in the sex shop looking at the different dildos.
That was cute, though. I thought that was funny.
Oh, my God. That was hysterical. That was
and then
hysterical.
Today I watched the single life one, and Brittany says, yes. Yeah, Yazan ate my pussy.
Oh, yes. Yazan ate my pussy, yes. Oh,
my God.
And then Adam, the translator, turns to Yazan and goes, is this true?
Right.
And Yazan's like, no.
Feelings. Is he a liar or is she a liar? Or are they both liars?
I think they're both liars. Actually, I think he's more of a liar than she is.
Okay? I'm convinced of this too.
Okay, because I think that month or whatever that she spent in Jordan before uh-huh. she went back the first yeah. time when they were filming.
Yeah.
I think they did everything but the deed.
I am inclined to agree with you at this point.
Okay. And he is not going to admit it.
I also agree with you on this completely.
Okay. And he was hypnotized by all that.
Right. So you and I are obviously pretty unfiltered. We'll both say fuck. We'll say all these things. But like, tell me this. Were you not shocked by some of the stuff that happened? Because like, I would never talk about someone eating my pussy in public.
Like, no, seriously. Me either. No. Yes. I was
it's a lot.
Shocked. Yes. Right. And then when she was talking about the self-love and the vibrators and Adam having to describe to Yazan the vibrators, I was dying. I'm like, oh my
Same.
God.
And the part where her friend says, you need a big one because it'll, you know, get you a little splashy.
Yes, shut up. Yes. Oh my God, I was
Don't
dying.
Say yes. that. Oh my God.
Yes. And oh my God, when Abasuelu was like, oh, she takes the vibrator, she puts it there, but fluffs it up or something. I was like, oh my God.
I know. There's unfiltered and then there's like way too much.
Exactly.
I felt like that
way
went
too much
into too much.
Yes.
Exactly. So you were saying something about you got some kind of an online friendship with Adam, the translator, who everyone adores.
Oh, yes. I have somehow he started commenting on my memes that I was posting
really?
On Instagram. Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness. Your memes are super funny. By the way, if you guys haven't checked it out, go check out Mary's Angela's bra purse on Instagram. She's super funny. So what does he say about it?
Oh, he was just laughing and oh, just making like little comments, you know, the laughing faces and things like that. And then at one point I had posted on my Instagram a clip from the 90 Day Tell All thing that they do on The Bears All, where Brittany and all of them were yelling and she told him to shut up. And
I mean, who
everybody
told
started
who to shut up?
Brittany told Madam the translator to shut
Oh,
up, but she wasn't
no, I
really
didn't
talking to
notice that
Adam.
part.
Yeah, she didn't she wasn't really talking to Adam. She was telling Yazan to shut up, but Adam was translating.
Oh,
So it
yeah,
looked like she
right.
was,
And
yeah,
Sean Robinson's like, yo, let's not forget he's just the messenger here, people.
exactly. I'm like, yeah, whatever. So I posted that, and basically Brittany wrote to me that they were trying to portray her as a piece of shit, and that she didn't tell Adam to shut up, that she was telling Yazan to shut up.
Okay. I believe that could happen though. But I also think she makes herself look like a piece of shit all by herself. I don't think anyone needs to
Exactly.
do
She
that
does.
to her.
Exactly. So then Adam wrote back defending her, and he, you know, was just commenting on my memes and things like that. He's
That's so
written to
cute.
me a couple of times on Twitter. So, you know,
Is
I
he
have a
single? We need to know. I think
no, he's
America loves
married.
them. Oh, he
No,
is. Okay.
he's actually married. He has a cat rescue in Jordan. Him and his
Oh.
wife rescue cats.
Oh. Is he
Yeah.
from Jordan? Do you know?
Yes, he is from Jordan. He's from
Was he
Jordan.
educated in England or something? Because he has sort of a British accent.
I know. I don't think so. I have no idea. You know, I should
We love
ask him.
Adam. Everyone loves
I'll ask
Adam.
him.
Gay, straight, doesn't matter. Everyone loves
Yes, I
Adam.
know. We all love
Yeah,
Adam.
he's cute. Well, if you talk to Adam, tell him
Yes, I will. You got it. You got it, girl.
Brianna says hi. Sweet. Sweet. Well, this was really fun. And I'm so
Yes, it
glad that you came
was.
on the podcast today. And I
Thank
miss
you so much
Brad,
for
and I'm
having me.
sorry. Well, Lou is
Yes,
great.
Brad, we miss you. We
We
miss you,
miss you,
Brad.
Brad. Feel better. But like it was also really fun for me to hang out with my New York homie. It's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much,
All
Brianna, for
right,
having me.
everybody. My pleasure. Well, I hope you'll come on again. And everyone
Yes,
out there,
if you
let us
have.
know what you think about what we said. Tell
Yes,
us we're
please.
wrong. Tell us we're right. We want to know.
I could
And
take the criticism. I'm from
same
New York,
here.
trust me.
I'm used to it. Also from New York and grew up with,
Yes.
if you got two parents from Brooklyn, you're already used to
Exactly. Exactly.
it. So, all right, everyone. Well, thank you so much. And we
Thank you.
will see you back here next time. Bye.
Yes. Bye.